Hello and good afternoon, Roaring Fork Valley. This is Diane Johnson, your host for Senior Matters. And as I always open our show, I open it by looking outside, giving an updated weather report. Well, I can look outside and I can see all the sprinkles on the car's windows. I can smell it in the air when I'm going outside. And I really don't know if this is the truth or not. So those of you that do know this, you'll say, yeah, Diane, you're right. You know, I always thought I was smelling the rain. And then I go outside and smell the beauty of that rain that's hitting gently on the ground and making us feel so good. You know what I was told? It's not the rain. It's the rain hitting the ground and the earth, and that causes some uplifting fragrance that comes. And I believe that because water doesn't smell, so I guess I have to believe it. It's kind of a simple truth, would you say? Well, anyway, we've got rain. We have water. The crystal is flowing muddily, so thank you, Sopras, for letting go. And it is spring. The buds are in the trees and the flowers are starting to bloom and the wind is coming in. The breeze blows those beautiful little fuzzy petals off the trees that make us sneeze. Not me. I hope it's not bothering you. I hope you're just enjoying the beauty of our weather. Anyhow, on with Senior Matters. Senior Matters is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to foster diverse educational and social programs for seniors of all ages. Senior Matters collaborates with agencies, organizations, and services to bring a wide variety of happenings of interest to our community. Our sponsored programs and activities over at Third Street Center include Tai Chi, Art Bridge. We have an Alzheimer's support group. We've had Medicare programs, and also we've had workshops on Medicare and programs that will educate our community. And all of you know where Third Street Center is. It's located right down on Third Street, and we're in room 33. And in case you have any questions to ask Senior Matters, your telephone number is 230-2158. Easy. Today's program, I'm going to be introducing to you a gentleman I have the pleasure of working with. Actually, he's my big boss. He's the big boss executive director of it at Heritage Park. And for those of you who may not know, and for those of you who do know, because the community goes through those doors to visit their family members, I also work at Heritage Park. I work in the activities area for our residents. I am a member of the recreation department headed by a gentleman called John Owen. Hi, John. And a few months ago, we had a new executive director walk through our door. Let me give you a little briefer on him. His name is Brian Zaragoza. He grew up in Dover, Delaware. He was the son of a physician and a pharmacist. And he knew he wanted to be involved in healthcare at a very young age and had always had a passion for helping those in need. Brian graduated from the University of Alabama with a degree in business. Degree in business management. He then received his MBA in health administration from the University of Colorado at Denver. And while earning his master's degree, Brian developed an interest for working with seniors as through his job with Denver Hospice. And there's where his passion grew. He moved to the Valley in January of this year and started as the executive director at Heritage Park at the same time. I remember him walking through the door on his first day. I've worked at Heritage Park through about four executive directors. Brian currently lives in Glenwood Springs with his girlfriend Dylan and his dog Darby. He enjoys snowboarding, golfing, and cooking in his free time. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on, Diane.
It's my pleasure. I want our community to get to know more about Heritage Park and how our motto, mission statement, empowering lives and restoring independence for the seniors in our community. How do you see Heritage Park sitting in there?
Well, first and foremost, moving from Denver into this small community, I've been so impressed with the involvement of Heritage Park within the town of Carbondale. I think that we're a fixture. We've been there long before I came. I think Heritage Park started in the 80s, and folks that I've met around the area have said nothing but good things and how they've grown up with Heritage Park, how it's a symbol of the community. And I think that probably above anything else, our commitment to the community stands out for me. And, we have folks that get surgery done, that they come and they visit our facility, they stay for a couple weeks, and then they come back years later. And we have some folks that have been there four and five times. And it's just very nice to have those folks return to us. And I think at a certain point, they become family. And just that relationship with us and the community and the population that we serve is incredible.
I agree. And as a member of Heritage Park, I do see the community walk through the doors. I do see there are three people, I think, there now that I have met before who are residents of our community, who are there because they had surgeries. What is it that Heritage Park will do for someone who has surgery and is coming there to stay and then being discharged?
Sure. Yeah. And it's a great question because, a lot of people that I talk to and I tell them that I'm a nursing home administrator or that I'm an administrator at a skilled nursing facility, they don't necessarily understand what all that entails. I think a lot of people think, skilled nursing and nursing home and that it's a long-term care setting. And that's not necessarily the case. So we do see a lot of people who come in for short-term rehab, people who have surgery. They get admitted by our fantastic admissions director, Susan. And then, we provide a multitude of services, including obviously nursing, rehab, and I'm very proud of our rehab department. Dale, our rehab director, does a terrific job. We also offer activities, which I'm sure you're well aware of, and you contribute
yes,
to that. We have a fantastic dietary department. We really offer a wide variety of services, so we kind of tailor them to the specific needs of the patients that we're serving. So we try and get them involved as possible in obviously rehabilitation, in nursing and activities if they'd like, and then pair that with our dining options. So it's a lot more than just your run-of-the-mill nursing facility, and we really try to get those folks in the door, rehab them, and then send them out. Our goal is to get them better and send them back home in much better shape than they were in before.
And you know what? You said a couple of things. Skilled nursing. Now, I want you to tell our listening audience what skilled nursing means.
Sure.
Who are skilled nursing staff?
Sure. So at Heritage Park, our facility breaks up into a couple different parts. We have outpatient rehabilitation. So we have folks in the community that go on an outpatient basis to see therapists, to receive physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy. We also have your long-term care, which is your traditional nursing home setting where folks will stay for, years and years. We have a memory care unit that serves our Alzheimer's and dementia population. We have an assisted living next door that helps some of those more independently functional folks. And then we have what I call skilled nursing, or the short-term rehabilitation. And so everybody in that skilled nursing unit, whether it be long-term care, memory care, or in the short-term rehab wing, they all receive skilled nursing. And skilled nursing basically means, you know, that we have round-the-clock nursing care. We provide a team of CNAs. We have a case manager that works there full-time, social services. So we're actively providing care to those folks around the clock, whether it be helping them with dressing changes or repositioning or treating their pain. So we're treating all the symptoms. We're working around the clock, and we're providing that comprehensive care.
And thank you for that response. It was a good one. In the skilled nursing end, as I have been, I'm a part of the team. What can I say? I'm proudly a part of the team. We have RNs, LPNs, we have LVNs, licensed practical nursing staff, LVNs, licensed vocational nurses. We have CNAs. All of these skilled nursing people have been trained to take care of our family members.
Absolutely.
And take care of us. The overseeing of medication by the nurses is a very, I'm trying to think of the word. It is so well documented, every piece of medicine or drop that goes from their hand to the patient hand is kept records of. So it's detail oriented. It's most of the people that I have communicated with and worked with on the nursing staff, it is their passion.
Absolutely.
They're not just doing a job. Let me say something that I've seen Brian do. He jumps in. And the residents that have their meals in bed, I can look down the hall and there's Brian carrying trays to the residents. He does not miss a step in being able to take care, assist the team, sit down and talk with the resident. I see him in the hallways, stopping, squatting down next to someone in a wheelchair, smiling and talking. He's a good guy.
Well, thank you, Diane. I appreciate it. And I think that that's really what drew me to long-term care and working with the other population is, in the nursing home setting, we have those inpatient residents that I get to interact with on a daily basis. It's not like a hospital. We have folks coming in and out where we do sometimes, but it's just a beautiful thing to get to know those folks. I walk outside of my office and try and spend time with them because, you know, they're the reason I'm doing this and they're what makes my job worthwhile and what makes it feel rewarding. So I'm honored to serve them, and I'm so excited to be a part of this community, and I'm glad that they welcomed me with open arms, and the least I can do is the same.
I appreciate you for that. Let me ask you a question that has nothing to do with heritage. Is this the first time you've been downtown Carbondale?
No, ma'am. No, actually, my girlfriend and I, we spend a lot of time down here in downtown Carbondale. I'm so impressed with the town. You know, I didn't know much about it. I had been to the Valley once or twice, mostly to Glenwood Springs and Aspen. And just recently, before moving here, I discovered the little gem that is Carbondale. And we love it. I mean, we were down here for First Friday. We come out here for the restaurants. And just the whole community in the town is incredible. And we try and get down here as much as possible.
You know, I have a sense that Glenwood Springs has got a bye-bye wave somewhere. As soon as you can find that perfect place to move into. And by the way, for your dog Darby, we have a dog park. If you wind up in a townhouse or a condo, you can take and run Darby at the dog park right down the street.
We'll
acres
keep that
upon
in mind.
Acres of dog park, all kinds of dogs. Two-legged, four-legged, three-legged, it doesn't matter. You say you come from a family of professionals who were in the health field. And do you think there's a part of that DNA in you that the parents,
maybe,
you know, you inherited?
Sure. I think that maybe it runs in the family a little bit. My grandfather, who moved here from the Philippines, he was a urologist, and my father, who still practices urology, he joined my grandfather's practice. So I think at a young age, there was a lot of pressure on me. Maybe they thought I was going to be the third generation of physician and join the family practice. Didn't exactly work out that way, but I think from being around them and seeing the way my dad went about his job and how much joy he was able to bring to people and how respected he was in the community. And the same thing with my mother. I mean, it was instilled in me in a very young age, and I knew, you know, that's what I wanted to do. I just saw the way that they were treated, how happy they were, how rewarded they were. And I don't know maybe if I was born with it or if it was something that I just saw at a young age and thought, wow, I really want to be involved in that. But I can tell you, as soon as, you know, I was able to talk, I talked about being a doctor and going into healthcare, and maybe I didn't turn out exactly the way I pictured, but I always knew I wanted to be in this industry.
Well, I see something that puts you in the Heritage Park picture, and I see it from you, and you said the word joy. That's one of my favorite words, is joy. And I see what joy you get when you're giving it. You know, it's that little squat talking to that resident. They make you smile. They make you feel good. You know, it's a reciprocal relationship.
Absolutely.
So personally, I think you're a delightful young man. Because I'm an old lady, you're a delightful young man. But I also know that with your job comes the big business of ministrating over Heritage Park. You not only have the assisted living and our secure gardener unit and our skilled unit for those people who have had hips and knees taken care of and they're here for short term. You have long-term residents. Your interactions with them, and I want to tell your mom and dad too, because they can listen to this. He's doing a good job. And I believe he found a fit for him to grow in. And he will be learning the wisdom of what seniors are able to contribute. Because no matter whether they have Alzheimer's or dementia, Brian is talking with them. And he is smiling while he's talking to him. And he'll put his hand on the shoulder. And the hand on the shoulder and the smile on his face is better than anything they can get all day.
Well, thank you, Diane. I do appreciate it. And I certainly try my hardest to connect with those folks. I think starting out, it was a little uncomfortable for me, and I wasn't sure, you know, what my place was going to be. And, I kind of learned very quickly that as long as I have a positive attitude and I get to know the residents and I spend time, you know, speaking with them and doing what I can, the rest all kind of fell into place. So to me, like I said, that's the best part of my job, and being able to see their smiles and their reactions and just getting to spend the time with them and hear some of their stories. I mean, it's tremendous. I'm blessed to be doing what I do.
And we're lucky to have you. Just want to remind you out there, you're listening to Diane Johnson with Senior Matters, and my guest is Brian Zaragoza. He's the executive director of Heritage Park. And Heritage Park is all about empowering lives and restoring independence for the seniors in the community. And since you've been there, since January, there is it's a protocol that we do at Heritage Park every time anyone comes home, goes home. The staff, and Brian included, stands at the entrance near the reception desk, and we applaud the resident or patient who's going home. What did you think when you first became a part of that little...
Yeah, the clap out.
The clap out.
That's right. Yeah. It is one of the most special things that I've seen in any healthcare setting. I mean, I had not experienced anything like it. And I think my first time being a part of that just lit my face up. I mean, mm-hmm. I you can't help but to have a big mm-hmm. smile on your face, you know, mm-hmm. when you have somebody who may have been there a month, 2 months, 3 months. You've seen them come in and, you know, kind of down in the dumps. I always say nobody really wants to go to a nursing home, you know, and we try and make it as comfortable and as positive an experience as possible. And to see kind of their attitude and their physical and physical state, or their physical and mental state when they enter the facility, and then to kind of watch them grow, you know, over those 2 or 3 months, however long it may be, and get their strength up and their mood starts to improve. And you can see they're starting to see home, you know, they can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And when that special day does come and we're able to discharge those folks, you know, they're already very excited. They're already eager to go home. And to have all the department heads and our CNAs and whoever can make it up there to the front and clap those folks out. I mean, it's just special to watch. It's a great scene. You know, I always get big smiles from the families and residents. We'll get handshakes and hugs, and we kind of watch them out the door and clap them all the way through. And it's just such an integral part, I think, of what we do. I think it's reflective of the care that we provide and how much we do care about these residents, and that it's not just a short-term rehab stay or somewhere you go to get better. I think during their time there, they really do become family, and we treat them like it.
I agree. And I want to roll over to something else quickly. Talking to the residents, a couple of the residents, and told them that you were going to be on the radio show with me. And I said, what do you think about Brian? It's my first time to ask a resident, what do you think about our executive director, Brian? I think he is so nice. He comes and talks to us. He doesn't ignore us. All three people I was talking with, and that was basically where it was, that you're nice, you talk with them, they see you around, so they know you're not an invisible creature, you are a part of that family. It's a community, it's an incredible community. And when I, you know, see these words, empowering lives and restoring independence, it's under the direction of life care, of course, our mission and the values of life care. But it's the people that are on that staff that give that sense of well-being to the residents. And when they said those nice compliments about you, I said yes. Because they are the most important people in our world. When we're at Heritage Park, it's not about me and it's not about Brian. It's about that resident, that patient. And sometimes it's only a moment that we're with them, but it's the most important moment for them.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. So, Brian, I told you it was only going to be a few minutes of talk, and we were going to be, you know, just talking a little bit about Heritage Park and you, and we are, but I need to tell a couple of things before I say goodbye and we're off the air. For those of you who will be attending Dandelion Day, please come to our Senior Matters Bake Sale. All these wonderful goodies have been baked by community members and, of course, Senior Matters members. And the monies that we raise go to programs and educational programs and services for our senior community. That's an easy one, isn't it? I also want to thank Brian for something else that he became educated upon. He's going to the Carbondale Age Friendly Community Initiative. It's an ad hoc community membership under the umbrella of Senior Matters, but it's all about putting together in our community things that make it easier for seniors, like benches, sidewalks that are safe, making sure the trees are trimmed so that they're not hitting in the faces. We're making accessible bike paths. So this is what we're all about with Senior Matters. And Brian, thank you so much for spending a few moments of time with me and our community of I don't know how many thousands.
Certainly. No, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Diane.
It's my pleasure. Remember, the more you work your mind, the more you exercise, the more you share your life, the greater your reserve, the greater your ability to withstand the inevitable challenges of aging. Read, walk, talk, share life. Live it up. Life is good and filled with wonderful dreams of all things possible. I'm Diane Johnson. Thank you for joining us today. Bye for now.